The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
Ray is with me, the independent TD from Kerry. You're not here for a tourism ad, Michael. You're here to talk about the cost of fuel. We've got the survey from the AA today that apparently people are foregoing some of the food shop in order to continue to be able to fill their car. I mean, it does raise the question as to whether people can drive less, if that is the advice.
Thank you for the opportunity, because everyone in the country is hurting at present because of the massive increase in the cost of fuel, and that the trajectory seems to be that it seems to be just going up and up. And but I have to highlight, and I did this yesterday in the Dáil with the Taoiseach, that in the month of April alone, the government took in €300 million in taxes on petrol and diesel. Now, that's a very sobering figure. €300 million in taxes on diesel and petrol in 1 month, 4 weeks. So just to put that in perspective to everyone that's driving along the road today, on a gallon, which is 4.56 litres of diesel, it's costing $9.53 on average in Ireland today to buy that gallon. But there is an element of €4.20 tax, and there is €4.77 tax on the gallon of petrol. Now, the government are taking an enormous tax take, and I believe they're really out of touch. And what really upset me yesterday, and that I had to raise this on the Dáil, was that the day before, and I don't like talking about anybody when they're not there to defend themselves, but I'll quote directly what the minister said, and I'm speaking about Minister Eamon Ryan.
Mm.
He said that you should go to the local social welfare office and look for assistance if you were struggling because of the cost of fuel. Now, and again, I'd be very careful about what I would say when a man isn't here to defend himself, but that statement is incorrect, because if you'll speak to any social welfare office, they will tell you that they have not been given a special budget to give people money if they're struggling with the cost of going to work or running a business or just the day-to-day living. There is such a thing correctly as an SWA, which is a supplementary welfare allowance. But believe me, if you go to a social welfare office and say, I want an allowance because the fuel is breaking me to run my vehicle, You will get no hearing, because they won't be able to hear you, because they haven't been told anything by the Minister for Social Protection or anybody else. And remember, it's not the Minister for Social Protection who made this statement. It is Minister Eamon Ryan. So what I clearly ask...
Maybe the Minister was just guilty of kind of using clunky language, and he was specifically talking about people in receipt of social welfare.
Well, can I put this to you the same way as I put it to the Taoiseach yesterday? If you're struggling, and if you're perhaps a young family or an older person who will listen to what they're told by a government minister, and I have respect for ministers, I have respect for people in offices like that, and if they say something, they have to be responsible for what they say. So what I asked the Taoiseach to do yesterday was to clarify on the record of the Dáil, which of course he didn't do, because he wasn't able to clarify. He wasn't able to say that, yes, there is a bottomless pit of money available in your local social welfare office. Go there and they'll help you with the cost of running the motor vehicle. So ministers shouldn't be giving misleading information like that, because I tell the people the facts. The facts are, the Taoiseach went out a couple of weeks ago and he was one of the loudest people banging on the table saying that we should cut off the supply of fuel and gas from Russia. And at the same time then, he came back home and they're making plans to close every petrol station in the country and keep 100 open, where we don't know those locations, if the energy crisis becomes a crisis of scarcity, of availability of the fuel. And these are all very serious matters. And I don't actually think that the government relies the hardship and the hurt and the pain and the people are going through. And what's going to happen then in the winter time when people will be trying to fill their home heating?
And Michael, in terms of the hardship and the pain and the sacrifices, because that's what this AA survey reveals, people spending a bit less on food. I mean, do your constituents, is that the feedback you're getting? Do you see it in the shop? Are people maybe, you know, maybe they're still buying the sliced pan and the pint of milk, but they're not buying the dairy milk with it?
Well, if you pull up at a petrol pump, and a man just said this to me a couple of hours ago today, his Jeep cost 85 or 86 euros to fill before, And today, when he filled it, it cost him €170. That man's wages are the exact same as what they were last year or the year before. They haven't gone up. They haven't gone down, but they haven't gone up. But the cost of filling his Jeep is double. So that person doesn't miraculously have money falling into their pockets. And this is what the government have to realise. Myself and my colleagues in the Rural Independent Group, last April, we had a motion in the Dáil calling for a cut on the energy taxes until the end of this year. And at the same time, then all we got was actual increases in carbon taxes being put on fuel. So I think that there's an awful lack of realisation. It's like I've said before, that the government have lost rural Ireland a long time ago because they've disenfranchised themselves so much from people in rural Ireland. But this is not a problem of rural Ireland. This is a problem that's facing every man, woman and child in this country, because we're an island nation. We don't have public transport all over the country. People need to move and get around. They need to work. This idealistic view that, well, we can all jump on a bus or cycle everywhere we need to go, that doesn't work. It doesn't work in the county that I represent.
Okay.
As you rightly described, one of the most beautiful places in the world.
I knew you couldn't help yourself.
But also, it doesn't work in any other county, because we need to move. And I think that the government, when they keep saying that, well, there's no light at the end of the tunnel until at least the budget time in perhaps October of the, later on this year. But by that time, what price will fuel be at? I really think the last couple of days alone, it's gone up 11 cents and 6 cents in just two increases. And that's literally in the last 4 days.
Yeah, well, listen, people in agreement with Michael, I'm sure, would be at some of these protests that are happening on Saturday in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, Sligo. Gerry Loftus is leader of the Rural Ireland organisation. Gerry, there's a number of different bodies and parties involved in the organisation of these, but what is it you're hoping, what message are you hoping government will take from them?
Yeah, good evening, Kieran, and good evening to your listeners, and thanks for having us on the show. Yeah, we organise this protest here, and it stemmed from the COP26 Alliance, if you remember, a few months back, where we held a march in Dublin at that time too, in the weekend that happened, about 7,000 people turned out to that, and we called for an ask for a people's movement at the time, you know, the people that were involved in that to stay together to try to build a people's movement, because to try to do something to represent the people of Ireland, because we see where we are at right now in this country as the responsibility of successive governments and political failure at the highest level, and we're going nowhere, you know, because if you look at every sector, there's one word that's at the end of it all, and that is crisis, let it be health, housing, agriculture, whatever the case may be, fuel, it's crisis at the end.
Do you think there's kind of been a full grasping of that reality that you know, as agricultural prices and inputs go up, that outputs go up as well, and that we're going to see more price inflation in supermarkets? I mean, price inflation already exists in supermarkets, but nothing like we've seen at the petrol pumps.
Kim, there's absolutely no doubt about it, and that's the next thing that we fear is coming, because we have an industrialised business-led model of Irish agriculture, where we promote and give huge amounts of money to bigger farmers, and some of them who are not farmers at all, for example, some of the meat processors have been getting the likes of 400,000 in CAP payments this last number of years. We've seen 80% of the money in CAP in 2005 divided out to 20% of the farmers, where the other 80% of small farmers struggled and thrived. And the result of that being, since the mid-70s, early 80s, we have lost 240,000 small farmers in this country because of the inequality of the CAP system and of the payment system and the industrialised model. And that has resulted in an unsustainable food system. And the people of Ireland need to realise and start to prepare, because we spend $9 billion a year on imported food.
Yeah. Oh, Gerry, sorry, this is kind of getting a bit apocalyptic now. I mean, we live in a kind of a global world. You're talking about going back to self-sufficiency here. We don't necessarily need that, do we?
I'm afraid we do, because climate change, as we all know now, is so serious that there's a forecast there that for about somewhere between 20 and 30% of the EU will become desert in the next maybe 25, 30 years because of drought. The food that's been grown for us in Holland, Spain and countries like that will not be there in the future. And if we do not prepare for that, you know, the cost alone that's been added to that,
I'm not sure about within 25 years, 30% of the EU being a desert that you can't grow any food in. But listen, we appreciate your time. Gerry Loftus is leader of the Rural Ireland organisation, and Michael Healy-Ray is an independent TD for County Kerry. Plenty still to come today on The Hard Shoulder. We're going to be talking about Bloomsday after the break.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.